Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we want to thank you for joining us for today's lesson. We're going to be learning all about a movie star, a celebrity, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Our lesson is called Just a Regular Joe. Well, we're going to find out why it's called this in our lesson. But I do wonder if you have ever heard of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or maybe you've even seen him in some movies. Carolyn, have you seen this guy in any movies?
Well, actually, I have, and at the time, I didn't really know who he was, but this article is very interesting. I had seen him in a few movies that are mentioned here, like 500 Days of Summer, mm-hmm. and The Dark Knight Rises, which was a very exciting film that he had a part in.
That's right. Those are big films. I saw him in Inception as well, and he did a great job. Well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. We're going to be learning all about him over the next couple of days. So I do hope you have your magazine. Open it up and let's get started with the first reading of today, Just a Regular Joe.
Just a Regular Joe. Joseph Gordon-Levitt makes fame look easy. Though only 32 years of age, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has over a quarter century of experience in the entertainment industry. Recent blockbusters have made him famous worldwide, but he's been acting for ages. While the road of fame has been rough on many young stars, Gordon-Levitt seems to be traveling it with ease. However, he has no regard for celebrity. "I really don't like this notion that some people are more important than other people," he says. So, how is it that the rising star seems to be on the road to success without breaking a sweat?
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Staying grounded in Hollywood isn't easy. In this month's profile article, we'll take a look at Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his life in the limelight and how he has managed to keep his feet firmly on the ground. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Celebrity. Celebrity is a noun. Some artists seem to enjoy their celebrity more than their art. Notion. Notion is a noun. I'm getting the notion that we're in danger. Resilience. Resilience is a noun. The resilience of our pet cat allows her to survive in the wild. Series. Series is a noun. The series theme song won several awards. Your more information words are blockbuster. Blockbuster is a noun. Blacklist. Blacklist is a verb. Sitcom. Sitcom is a noun. Let's get started.
Well, he is becoming a very successful actor, and right at the beginning we see that Joseph Gordon-Levitt makes fame look so easy. He makes fame look easy. Now, I want to talk about that phrase. If you make something look easy, then you take something that's very difficult, but you do it so well that when other people see it, they think it must be actually very easy to do. Gabe, is there anyone you know that can make something look easy?
Well, I've seen a juggler online, and he makes juggling look so easy. It's not easy to take a couple of items, three or more items, and throw them up in the air to keep them going in the air without falling on the ground. Juggling is difficult, but this guy can take over 10 things and make juggling look so easy. I don't know how he does it. Carolyn, do you know anybody who makes something look so easy?
Well, I've been taking some Tai Chi lessons mm-hmm. to kind of get in better shape. And my teacher makes it look so easy. He's just very, very calm and very smooth movements. And then when I try to do it, it doesn't quite look the same.
Right, of course. A professional will make something look very easy. Maybe you know some musicians who make playing an instrument look so easy. Of course, it's not. Well, Joseph Gordon-Levitt makes fame look so easy. Is it easy to become famous? Most of the time, it's not. But he makes it look easy.
That's right. Well, continuing in the article, we see, though only 32 years of age, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has over a quarter century of experience in the entertainment industry. So he's really not very old, only 32, but he has over a quarter century of experience. Mm-hmm. How long is a quarter century, Gabe?
Well, if a century is 100 years, then a quarter century is 25 years. So he's been acting for more than half of his life, or he's been in the entertainment industry for more than half of his life. He is 32 years of age. That means he's 32 years old.
Well, we've been talking about this man, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and his name is kind of unique mm-hmm. as far as English names go, and I think that Steve and Ken are going to tell us some more about that in the Information Cloud.
The focus of this month's profile feature, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, has what is called a double-barreled surname.
Sometimes it's called a hyphenated surname, but the hyphen is optional.
That's right. Now, we should mention that the practice of naming children and changing surnames varies from culture to culture and country to country. Today, we'll focus on naming practices common in the U.S.
There are different reasons why Americans choose double-barreled surnames. One of the main reasons is egalitarian.
Yes, egalitarian. That's a big word that just means equal and fair. Historically, when a woman married, she gave up her family name for her husband's. But many today feel that practice sends a message that the husband is more important than the wife.
So for couples who want to emphasize equality in their relationship, they might choose to adopt a double-barreled surname for themselves, husband included, and or their children.
This might be the reason behind Joseph's parents giving him a double-barreled surname, but I'm guessing he has it for another more important reason.
Right. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's double-barreled surname reminds everyone that he is the grandson of the famous Hollywood movie director Michael Gordon.
Something that I'm sure doesn't hurt his career as an actor.
今天这一课介绍 Joseph Gordon-Levitt 有没有注意到他的姓跟一般人不一样 Gordon-Levitt 中间有一个连字符号 这是所谓的 double-barreled surname 就是由两个不同的姓组成的双姓 英文的双姓跟我们中文里的欧阳啊、司马这一类的复姓不同 由于受女权运动的影响 不少美国人呢喜欢采用 合二为一的取姓方法 就是把两个人的单姓合并成自己的双姓 像美国前国务卿希拉蕊 她原本叫做Hillary Rodham 后来嫁给了Bill Clinton 克林顿 她就采用了Rodham-Clinton 这个双姓 但Joseph Gordon-Levitt 之所以会有双姓 也许是跟他那个有名的祖父 Michael Gordon 有关 当人们看到他的姓有Gordon这个字的时候 就会想到他是名导演的孙子，那这个联想对他的演艺生涯应该是有帮助的。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thank
you, gentlemen. Well, we continue with our lesson. Recent blockbusters have made him famous worldwide, but he's been acting for ages. So we've been talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt and some blockbusters that have made him famous. What's a blockbuster movie, Carolyn?
Well, a blockbuster is a movie that is very, very successful. It breaks through the records. And so a blockbuster, I usually think about those being released in summer.
Okay, released in summer. And of course, many blockbusters are appreciated by audiences around the world. Not just one part, not just in Hollywood or in America, but most of the world knows about these movies. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt has been acting for ages. This means he's been acting for, well, a long time.
That's right. Well, continuing, while the road of fame has been rough on many young stars, Gordon-Levitt seems to be traveling it with ease. So usually when a child starts out acting at a very young age, as they grow up, they face a lot of problems. But here we see that Gordon-Levitt seems to not really have too many problems.
That's right. It's not too rough for him. We do continue. It says, however, he has no regard for celebrity. He says, I really don't like this notion that some people are more important than other people. Let's take a look at two key words there. The first one is celebrity. Now, usually I think of this as a person, someone who is famous, either a singer or an actor. But how is it used here, Carolyn?
Well, here it's not used as a person. It's used to refer to the fame. So he is not really that fond of fame or being a celebrity.
That's right. He doesn't really put much value on it. Well, we continue. We see another word here. It is notion. And notion is also from our word bank. I think of a notion as kind of something that is not spoken by people, but a feeling that many people have about something.
That's right. Or some kind of idea. The way that people think about you, maybe from the way you behave. Or here, a lot of people think that celebrities or someone who is famous, they are more important than other people. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt does not agree with this idea or this notion.
That's right. He doesn't agree. So, we continue, so how is it that the rising star seems to be on the road to success without breaking a sweat? Carolyn, what does it mean to break a sweat?
Well, if you're exercising, maybe you're running really fast, you start to sweat. And so breaking a sweat means that you begin to sweat. It requires a lot of effort. And here we see that he is not breaking a sweat in his success. It's something that's very easy for him. Well, let's go spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 节目文章的第一个重点，我们来看 celebrity 这个名词。Celebrity 是指名人，例如 the designer is very popular among celebrities. 这位设计师在名人当中非常受欢迎。或者是 Pamela found herself a celebrity after her debut as an actor. Pamela 第一次演戏之后发现自己成为了名人。Celebrity 也指名人的身份。例如 Frank is now a big star, but he doesn't enjoy his celebrity too much. Frank 现在是一个大明星了，但是他并不是十分享受他名人的身份。OK, 继续我们看的是 notion 这个名词。Notion 是指概念或观念，例如 The hiring policy shouldn't be affected by a misconceived notion about genders. 雇佣制度不应该被错误解读的性别观念所影响了。Notion 也指了解，例如 The audience had no notion of what the speaker was talking about. 观众完全不了解这位讲员在讲什么。
If you're just joining us, we are learning about Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He is just a regular Joe. We'll learn more about that title later in our lesson. But for now, we have already talked about him being famous. He's become famous worldwide for some blockbusters. However, he doesn't regard celebrity as something very important. So how is it that this rising star has gotten a start without breaking a sweat? We're going to be looking at some possibilities in the next part of our lesson today.
just a regular Joe. Maybe it's in the family. Gordon Levitt's late grandfather, Michael Gordon, was a director of plays and films, a few of which won Academy Awards. Gordon's career survived the blacklisting of the 1950s, revealing a resilience that may have inspired Gordon Levitt's survival of the change from child to adult actor. At six, he began his profession with commercials for peanut butter and, later, cereals. In 1992, he burst into the movies with Beethoven and A River Runs Through It, before landing the TV sitcom Third Rock from the Sun in 1996. His role as a series regular made him famous and won him several awards.
He does seem to be having a lot of success, and in this section, we see maybe it's in the family. Maybe he's successful because of his family. We see Gordon Levitt's late grandfather, Michael Gordon, was a director of plays and films, a few of which won Academy Awards. Now, it says his late grandfather. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, late is a polite way to say that someone has passed away. So if you describe someone as late, his late grandfather, that means his grandfather passed away. It could be recently, or it could be a long time ago. His grandfather passed away in 1993, almost 20 years ago. So this is his late grandfather.
That's right, and we saw that he was a director of plays and films, and some of them won Academy Awards, so his grandfather was also successful. We also see that Gordon's career survived the blacklisting of the 1950s, revealing a resilience that may have inspired Gordon Levitt's survival of the change from child to adult actor. Because, as we mentioned before, that's not an easy transition to do. Now, there's a word in here, Gabe. What word are we going to talk about?
Well, we see an underlined word there, blacklisted. Now, Gordon Levitt's grandfather, he survived the blacklisting of the 1950s. So maybe some of his work was not accepted. It was hard to do work back then and get it accepted. But it reveals a resilience that may have inspired Joseph Gordon-Levitt's survival. Okay, so let's take a look at this word bank word, resilience. If you have resilience to something, that means maybe you fall down, maybe you get hurt, you're in pain, but you get back up and you do even better, and you make it seem easy. That is resilience.
That's right. And a lot of times when I think about this word, I think about someone having resilience when they are ill. So when you are sick and you make a full recovery, you might say that that person is resilient.
That is resilient. Maybe someone can be resilient. Or you might talk about some insects or pests that you don't like. You spray them with poison, but they become resilient. Sometimes that's how it is. The cockroaches are resilient to this bug spray. They will not die. They have resilience.
That's right. Well, continuing, we see at six, so at age six, he began his profession with commercials for peanut butter and later cereals. So he started off very simply doing commercials for peanut butter and cereal.
That's right. And in 1992, he burst into the movies with Beethoven and A River Runs Through It, before landing the TV sitcom Third Rock from the Sun in 1996. I get this idea of coming on really strong. When you burst into something, that means it's kind of like a surprise. You burst into it.
That's right. So he burst into these movies, and then later he landed a job, or he landed the TV sitcom. And this is kind of an interesting way to use the word land. Usually I think of landing something, you would maybe land a plane if you've been flying and then you land. But that's not what it means here, Gabe.
No, this means he achieved something. This means he got something. So he landed in the TV sitcom, or you could also use it in another way. He landed a job at the bank. That means he achieved something. He got something.
That's right. So land here is not quite the same as landing a plane. Well, his role as a series regular made him famous and won him several awards. So he was a regular person or a regular character on this series. Mm-hmm. Now, series is a word from our word bank, so let's take a look at that. What is a series, Gabe?
Well, a series is more than just one of something. So, of course, if you see a movie, that's usually not a series. But if you're watching a TV show and you can see it many times, maybe once a week or a couple times a week, that might be a TV series.
So he was on this series. Well, now we want to take a little time to watch a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Oh! I know who you are! You're a big celebrity, right?
Actually, I'm just a regular Joe.
A regular Joe? No, no! You're a celebrity Joe, a special Joe, a Hollywood Joe, a VIP Joe.
I really don't like this notion that some people are more important than other people.
What do you mean? You're Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Love it. Recent blockbusters have made you famous worldwide. You've been acting for ages.
Yes, I have a quarter century experience in the entertainment industry.
The road of fame is rough on young stars like you, huh?
Actually, I've been traveling with ease.
With ease?
Yes.
A rising star like you?
I'm on the road to success without breaking a sweat.
No sweat? Huh? Oh, what's your secret?
It's in the family. My grandfather was a director of films and plays. He won some Academy Awards. I was inspired by his resilience.
Tell me, how did it all begin?
Peanut butter commercials. Then cereal, and then movies.
And then TV. That TV series made you famous.
Yes, without breaking a sweat.
Yeah. 好，接下来我们看的是 resilience 这个名词。注意 ，s 在这里是发 z 的音，念成 resilience。而这个字首有回来或再一次的意思，所以 resilience 是指弹性或者是快速恢复的能力。例如 ,the lotion can help restore the skin's resilience. 这个乳液可以帮助恢复皮肤的弹性。或者是 ,Theo has shown great resilience in many tough situations. Theo 在许多困难的情况下一直表现出很强的适应力。所以我们看的是 series 这个名词。series 在这里是指连续剧。据它的单数型和复数型都是一样的拼法，字尾都有 S。例如 ,I have a whole DVD collection of this hit television series. 我有这部很受欢迎的电视连续剧全套的 DVD。series 也指一系列或者是一连串。例如 ,the patient went through a series of tests before surgery. 手术之前这个病人经历了一连串的检查。And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Today we've been learning a little bit about Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his success as an actor. And we were talking about his late grandfather, Michael Gordon, who was also involved in the film industry, and how maybe that helped to influence Gordon-Levitt in his own career. Well, I wonder, is there someone in your family that you are like the most? Gabe, are you very similar to one of your family members?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we all kind of resemble some family members. I'd say I'm a lot like my mom, actually. She's pretty outgoing. She loves talking to strangers and new people. She's also very sweet and caring and humble. So am I. And lots of other things. I think I'm pretty much like my mom.
Oh, well, that's very good. Well, who are you like? We have a lot more to learn about Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the next 2 days. So I hope that you will join us again here on Studio Classroom. See you then.
See you then.
Yet another unknown man meets Sherry and Taijong. However, Sherry promises to meet this man for dinner. Then, unexpectedly, something happens that changes Sherry's plans. Join us now for another exciting episode of The Stranger.
The journey into my mother's past was turning out to be a real adventure. First, a strange man at the airport thought he recognized me and then followed me to my hotel. Then, another strange man, charming but strange, approached me and said he also recognized me and knew about my mother's death.
What gets me, Feng Yi, is that both of these men are from Taiwan, and I've never even been here before.
It does seem strange, Sherry, but exciting, too.
Yeah, well, all this excitement is starting to make me tired. I'm going back to the hotel to try and get some sleep before we meet Jun Fan for dinner.
Okay, I have some friends in Taichung who I'd like to visit. Do you want to take a taxi back to the hotel?
Nah, the hotel is within walking distance from here. I should be okay.
But are you sure you can find the hotel? The signs are all in Chinese.
No problem. I was paying attention when we came here. I just turned left at the temple over there, and then I'm on the right street, right?
Right. Okay, then. I'll see you for dinner. Bye.
Bye, Feng Yi.
I watched Feng Yi disappear around the corner and then started to walk back to my hotel. Again, I started having a bad feeling in my stomach. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see a yellow taxi slowly following me.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.